7:45 on the phone with you this morning is Adam Hurt, originally from Waterford. Good morning, Adam. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Larry. I'm doing well, thanks.
Oh, thanks for joining us. Now, you took part in a partial cross-Canada bike ride you want to complete next year. It is all in support of a heart disease named ARVC. What do those letters mean?
Yeah, arrhythmogenic right ventricular cardiomyopathy is an inherited condition that unfortunately affects the heart muscle. It changes the consistency of the heart muscle, and as a result, far too often it causes sudden cardiac arrest in youth and young adults.
Now, this has happened to your own son, right?
It has. We've been plagued a couple of times with this. My 23-year-old Gregory is has experienced about a year ago experienced his fifth cardiac arrest.
Wow!
And we also lost my boy's mother, my wife, in 2001 at the age of 31.
And it's also affected your extended family as well.
It has. My other son Benjamin is genetically predisposed, and five others in our family have it as well.
Now, you just got back into the region from a cross-Canada bike ride. You started at St. John's, Newfoundland. You got into town on the Thanksgiving weekend?
Yeah, I rolled into an incredible reception yesterday at the Hemlock Barn in St. Jacobs there. So just finished off yesterday, having started in St. John's on August 27th.
Now, the bike ride was in support of raising awareness for ARVC, correct?
That's our primary goal. We're trying to bring attention not only to the public but also to general practitioner doctors and cardiologists. Even that, when we hear of young people falling from sudden cardiac arrest, often in athletic type scenarios, that this is one of the main causes of that. And we're doing what we can to spread the word that we're going to do our part to fix it, but we want to start the conversation first with as many people as we can.
Now, obviously, part of the goal is to raise money for ARVC, but also to raise awareness and support networks.
Yeah, the bike ride is a launch to our family support network, our web-based family support network. We found that when it started to affect our family, we really had very little place to turn for answers or help or support. And so last December, I sat down with my brothers-in-law, and we carved out a website, www.arvcfamilysupport.org. The goal there is to just have other families, when they're diagnosed with this disease, to reach out so we have some common ground and we can support each other. And thankfully, just because of the awareness piece, since I started the ride, the support network's already working. We're already talking with about a dozen families that have reached out in that way.
That's terrific. How long did it take you to cycle from Newfoundland to Waterloo region again?
Yesterday was day 46, and I took six of those days off along the route. I took about a day off a week, so 40 days of pedaling.
Now, next spring, you're going to continue your journey across Canada of cycling from Victoria, B.C. back to Waterloo region.
That's correct. My original plan was to go coast to coast in one shot, but of course, in this COVID situation we're in, we had to wait for borders to open, and by the time that happened, it was a little too late in the season. I don't really want to cycle 100 kilometers a day in November and December, so we decided to break it up in two parts. So you're exactly right. Sometime next May, I'll be starting pedaling from Victoria, B.C., and we'll end up here in the region again.
I can only imagine how the pandemic presented many challenges for your trip.
It sure has. I've shown a passport and ID in more places in the last 7 weeks than I ever have in my entire life. It's been interesting along the journey, but it's okay. We're gonna endure.
Now, if someone wants to find out more about ARVC and this heart disease, where can they look online, Adam?
Absolutely. Like I said, our website, ARVC Family Support. That's all one word. .org is where our website is, and Our ride's coming to a close here now, but there is a blog on there, and you can access through social media, through our website. You can follow the ride pieces that I did. You can have a look at some beautiful pictures across the country and kind of see what day on the road on a bicycle looks like.
I guess you've got a very thorough understanding of just how big Canada is.
It's been fascinating. Definitely a thorough understanding of how big Canada is, how windy Canada is, how hilly Canada is, but most importantly, how incredible the people in so far six provinces are. It's been an absolute delight to explore this country from so close to the ground.
It's been great talking to you this morning, Adam.
You too, Larry. I really appreciate the time, and thanks so much to you and your listeners.
I hope we can do a little bit to raise awareness about ARVC.
I think we're well on our way, and you're a big part of that, so I appreciate that.
You're more than welcome. Adam Hurd, advocating for ARVC, a heart disease. Thanks for talking with us this morning.
Thanks, Larry. Have a wonderful day.
Great. Thank you.